Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz. Sister Kirsten Marie lives in Ehrenberg and works as a vocation coach. The title of her preaching today is Called to Bring Peace into the World.
From the Gospel according to Luke. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" Times are still difficult. The corona crisis is not yet over. People are still getting ill and die, and we can see the consequences on the economy. At the same time, people want to go back to normal life as well as the issues, challenges, and problems of our societies come back to the surface. The violent death of George Floyd 2 weeks ago brought up the fact of police violence, especially against people of color, and racism in general, not only in the United States, but more or less all over the world. The Blackout Tuesday, many protests in a lot of countries with and without violence, showed that not everything is all right in our world. There are massive problems, and some people fear a split of society. That is the opposite of peace. But Jesus himself sends us as his friends to be ambassadors of peace. We, as his disciples, are sent by him to bring peace into the world. Peace to this house shall be the first words before anything else and in whatever house we enter. It is not the question, who are you or to which party do you belong? No, we are called to bring peace into this world, whoever we meet. Jesus knows that this is not always easy, hence he sends his friends like lambs into the midst of wolves. He knows that the world is not easy, even today, and that we can and will meet people who are not interested in peace, who do not want to think and pray and speak with us, but who are only interested in their ideas and positions. However, we are ambassadors of peace, hence we have to make a try and do not stop before we start it. It is not the time to sit down, to support the hat in hands, and to think that I can't influence the world or the society. No, Jesus forces everybody of us to go in the name of peace and to give his and her very best. And Jesus is not kindly asking us to do that. He's not asking if he could maybe go now and do it. Moreover, he appoints us and sends us because he knows that we are not weak but empowered by the Holy Spirit to come to us on Pentecost. He gives us the spiritual gifts and the power we need for this challenge, and He has the power that brings conviction of faith. So yes, it might be challenging to be ambassadors of peace and to try to bring peace into our world. But if we trust in the Holy Spirit and in Jesus, we can make it. Because at the same time, Jesus himself makes clear that it's not the task to stay with people who are not interested in peace. The peace will return to us if people don't want to share with us. We can offer what we receive from the Holy Spirit. But if others are not interested in these gifts, they are free to deny them. And then we are free to go to another place. Just one thing is safe. We have to go, and we are not called to sit down and to lay hands in the lap, because we are ambassadors of peace today.